$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made two acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.
Welcome to another episode of AgTech Digest, your go-to source for the latest in agricultural technology. In today's episode, we're diving into the latest developments shaping the future of agriculture. We'll explore how AI and AgTech has moved from buzzword to commercial reality, and what that shift actually means for investors and founders. Look at over $1 billion in institutional capital closing in a single week, and cover what may be the densest product launch week of 2026 with 5 AI precision tools shipping in 7 days. We'll also dig into satellite monitoring at scale, the largest autonomous tractor fleet in American sugar, development finance reaching smallholder farmers in Africa, a strong quone earnings wave across the sector, and an editorial take on why decision delivery is becoming the new competitive standard. There's a lot to cover, so let's get started. Let's take a look at what this week brings us. It has been a massive week for the sector, a significant influx of institutional capital, and what the newsletter calls a literal product dump from some of the biggest names in ag tech. From Oishi's massive Series C tranche to S2G's new $1 billion fund, the missing middle of agricultural financing is finally getting the attention it deserves. And 5 major AI precision tool launches in just 7 days makes this the densest product week of 2026 so far. Looking at this week's analysis, it covers AI in ag tech and the shift from hype to commercial reality. In 2025 and early 2026, artificial intelligence transitioned from a speculative buzzword into the foundational driver of the agricultural technology sector, marked by a definitive shift toward commercialization and proven unit economics. While overall venture capital remains accessible, investors are applying stricter scrutiny, leading to smaller median funding rounds that heavily favor companies demonstrating real-world operational results and deployable systems over theoretical models. This maturation is echoed by a surge in product launches, significant industry consolidation, and strategic partnerships, where agricultural incumbents and tech hyperscalers like Google, Amazon, and SpaceX are teaming up with AI startups to scale distribution and harness high-value field data. The industry has moved past the AI label phase. Current success in the sector is now defined by scale-dependent data moats, measurable solutions to rising farm labor costs, and tangible returns on investment. What's in the news for us? Well, Oishi closed the first $150 million tranche of its Series C, led by a fully Japanese institutional syndicate, including Sparex Asset Management, Nomura Real Estate Development, Misumi Group, and Mizuho Bank, bringing lifetime funding to $370 million to scale vertical strawberry production and robotics across the U.S. and Japan. On the institutional capital side, S2G Investments closed Solutions Fund I at $1 billion, a growth stage food, agriculture, and energy fund, backed by institutional investors across 4 continents, explicitly targeting the missing middle between early venture and infrastructure scale capital. Alongside that, Solemn Partners filed an SEC Form D for Fund 3A at $130 million. 2 major agri-focused vehicles closing in the same week, signaling renewed institutional conviction in the sector's mid-stage pipeline. Also in funding, IFAD signed a $59.75 million loan with Burkina Faso for Oriam SA, a 6-year agricultural resilience project reaching 60,000 rural households with a total project cost of $157 million. Shifting to AI product launches, Mitsubishi Electric unveiled remote sensing that estimates soil organic carbon without sampling, critical for low-cost carbon credit verification at scale. Verigrain launched Nutri Logic, turning post-harvest grain samples into next-season fertilizer plans targeting $20 to $50 per acre in added farmer revenue. Dorian released Blumio Breeding, a full plant breeding lifecycle platform backed by 10 million euros, already at 95% adoption across 550-plus Limagrain users. Grub Market shipped AI order intelligence and ERP upgrades for food distributors. And BASF launched Basta Ultra herbicide in Australia, covering more than 100 weed species with a 6-hour rainfastness window. 5 product launches in 1 week. In partnerships and infrastructure, Syngenta Vegetable Seeds opened a new research and development technology center in El Ejido, Almeria, Spain, targeting resistant fruiting crop varieties. Planet Labs signed a 7-figure, 2-year contract with the Czech Republic's EZZIF to monitor 25,000 farm holdings via satellite. U.S. Sugar launched the largest commercial autonomous tractor fleet in American sugar. 5 unmanned John Deere tractors running 24/7 across 255,000 acres via ASI's Mobius platform. In carbon and sustainability moves, Cool Effect partnered with MIDI Labs to bring rice methane carbon credits to corporate buyers. Western growers committed $1.5 million to Reservoir Farms for robotics field trials. Protein Industries Canada launched a $1.8 million National Pea Genomic Selection Project. Growers Edge and Sarga Agriscience launched a Pay When It Works biological fertilizer program for tomato growers. And Apollo Agriculture and Kaleidophin closed Kenya's first private sector smallholder agriculture securitization across 23,839 farmers. Also, Corteva confirmed its seed spin-out Vylor will be headquartered in Johnston, Iowa, ahead of Q4 2026 separation. And Eternal.ag appointed Roel Janssen, formerly of Planet Farms and Philips Lighting's Horticultural LED division, as Chief Business Development Officer for European and North American expansion. In earnings, it was a strong Q1 wave. ICL sales were up 14% to $2 billion, with EBITDA guidance raised to $1.5 to $1.7 billion. Bayer Crop Science. EBITDA rose 17.9% on doubling soybean seed and trait sales. Adecoagro Fertilizer. EBITDA was up 4.3 times. Village Farms posted adjusted EBITDA up 118% with record German cannabis exports. Anaergia delivered a third consecutive quarter of positive EBITDA on revenue, up 122%. Local Bounty. Revenue grew 15% at full network utilization. Grow Generation was up 7.5% with proprietary brands at 37% of sales. On the pressure side, BioSeries Crop Solutions revenue fell 23% as its seeds segment contracts. And Cybus narrowed its net loss to $21.2 million with its gene-edited Rice HT program targeting a 2027 Latin American launch. In research, the USDA was to May 2026 projects U.S. wheat production down 424 million bushels year-on-year and corn down 6%, pushing wheat prices to a forecast of $6.50 per bushel with global grain stocks tightening. Easy Environmental Solutions. Terra Plenish achieved a 12% rice yield increase with 50% less synthetic fertilizer in University of Ghana Ligon trials. And U.S. AgriChar earned the first USDA organic certification for Colorado-produced biochar. Finally, to close our news, the week's biggest pattern, and it's worth pausing on this, isn't the M&A. It's that AgTech software is quietly shifting from data collection to decision delivery. Mitsubishi Electric eliminates soil sampling entirely. Verigrain turns a grain sample into a fertilizer prescription. Dorian workflows the entire breeding decision cycle. Grub Market predicts replenishment rather than just recording orders. 4 separate verticals, same architectural logic. Platforms that deliver decision-ready outputs are structurally more defensible than data repositories. They embed into daily operations and become hard to displace. The commercial bar is shifting from does this collect good data to does it tell me what to do next? Expect consolidation to follow. Looking ahead to upcoming industry events, mark your calendars for FiberConnect 2026 and Precision Agriculture from May 17th to 20th, 2026 in Orlando. Following that, the Food Innovate Summit runs from June 9th to 10th in Amsterdam, running alongside GreenTech Amsterdam from June 9th to 11th in the Netherlands. Finally, don't miss both Amsterdam events. They overlap, so plan accordingly. That wraps up today's episode of AgTech Digest. We explored the latest developments in agricultural technology, from AI moving firmly into commercial territory and over $1 billion in institutional capital closing in a single week, to 5 AI precision tools shipping simultaneously, Planet Labs monitoring 25,000 Czech farm holdings, U.S. Sugar running the country's largest autonomous tractor fleet in sugar, and a strong earnings wave across the sector. It's clear that the ag tech sector is making strides in sustainability and innovation. The common sense this week? Decision delivery is the new data collection. Platforms that tell you what to do next are the ones that win. Thanks for joining me. I'm Anna, signing off. Stay inspired and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
$680 million poured into precision ag last year. Autonomous weeding robots dominated, and John Deere made 2 acquisitions in 3 months. A food company, not an equipment maker, bought a robotics startup to protect its own supply chain. The deals are accelerating, the money is moving, and the winners are already separating from the pack. If you're investing, building, or buying in this space, you need the full picture before your competitors get it. The 2025 Precision Agriculture Intelligence Report from iGrowNews is now available. Get your copy today at iGrowNews.com/precision.